I'm Rick Henson with this report on sports for Saturday, November 23rd on KJAN. Adam Schleichman kicked a 39-yard field goal as time expired Friday to give Carroll Kemper Catholic a 31-28 victory over Waukon and the Class 2A state championship. Schleichman's kick, only the third field goal he had tried all season, hit the crossbar and bounced through. It was a fitting finish to a game that matched two first-time finalists and was filled with big plays. Kemper at 14-0 on the season had tied the game at 28 on Cole Neary's 58-yard pass to Alex Dries with 3:14 left. It was the second TD catch for Dries, who also intercepted four passes to tie the all-class championship game record. The Knights responded 64 seconds after Waukon at 12-2 on the season had gone up 28-21 on Parker Hess's 5-yard quarterback sneak on a fourth and inches play. Ryan Boyle scored four touchdowns and threw for two TDs as West Des Moines Dowling Catholic overpowered Cedar Rapids Xavier 44-13 Friday night to win the Iowa Class 4A state championship. Boyle and the Maroons at 14-0 on the season sliced up a Xavier defense that posted eight shutouts this season and had given up only 7 points in four previous playoff games. Boyle completed his first nine passes and finished 12 of 14 for 283 yards with one interception and kept the Saints at 12-2 on the season off balance by running 21 times for another 82 yards. And Iowa City Regina now stands alone among Iowa high school football programs. Drew Cook completed all 13 of his passes, and Regina ran its winning streak to a state record 56 games in beating Fort Dodge St. Edmund 35-0 Friday to capture the Class 1A state championship. It was the fourth consecutive title for the top-ranked Regals, who had been tied with the great Waterloo East teams of the late 1960s with 55 straight wins. East compiled its streak from 1965 to 71 before the state had postseason playoffs. St. Edmund, at 13-1 on the season, brought the stingiest defense in 1A, giving up only 7 points a game. But the fourth-ranked Gales were no match for the highly skilled Regals, who are 14-0, who joined Solon as the only schools with four straight championships. In college basketball, Jared Uthoff scored a season-high 19 points as Iowa beat Penn 86-55 Friday night. Devin Marble added 13 points and a career-high 5 steals for the Hawkeyes. Darren Nelson Henry scored 13 points to lead Penn. Iowa forced a season-high 25 turnovers, 17 in the first half. The Hawkeyes finished with 14 steals and 30 points of turnovers. Uthoff shot 6 of 7 from the field and made all 6 of his free throws. Uthoff's fully extended dunk over a Penn defender drew the biggest reaction from Hawkeyes fans. Iowa made 28 of 40 free throws. Penn only attempted 16 foul shots. 9 Hawkeyes scored at least 5 points. Mike Gessel scored 10 points. Gabe Olasani added 8 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey graduated from Penn, by the way. He played 3 seasons with the Quakers from 1979 to 82. Deion Mitchell scored 23 points, one of 3 Northern Iowa players to break the 20-point mark as the Panthers beat Loyola Marymount 90-81 in the opener of the Paradise Jam on Friday. Matt Bohannon had 22 points, Seth Tuttle added 21 and grabbed 11 rebounds for the Panthers, who shot 51%, including 12 of 21 from the 3-point range. Anthony Ireland finished with 24 points on just 7 of 20 shooting but made 9 of his 10 free throws for LMU. The Lions also got 22 points from Evan Payne and Gabe Levin chipped in with 10 points and 14 boards. Northern Iowa went to the line 39 times, making 28 of them. The Lions, on the other hand, made 15 of their 21 attempts. The Panthers led 53-36 at the half after going 10 of 14 from the 3-point range. Iowa and Iowa State close out their home games today. The Hawkeyes take a 6-4 record into a matchup against Michigan. The Hawks need to find a way to contain Michigan quarterback Devin Gardner, who had a big day in the Wolverines' 42-17 victory last season.
The issue for us is we're not a big blitz team. Our percentages are probably way lower than most people. So, typically for us to get there, we got to get there with our front four, and that is an area we need to improve upon. And, so it's going to be a challenge. But we certainly can't let him get comfortable back there, and we can't let him get outside either. We did that a few times last year and paid for it, both run and pass. So, he's a very talented guy, and can hurt you a couple different ways.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the defensive line will need to stay in its rush lanes, something they did well against Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter.
I think we do, yeah. And fortunately, we've been fairly disciplined. The guy at Ohio State got out on us. That was a tough one. But, this, like Coulter, Gardner's extremely capable and very dangerous. And that's something we're going to have to hopefully be disciplined again.
This will be the final game in Kinnick Stadium for a senior class that helped the Hawks bounce back from a disappointing 2012 season.
The one thing I will say, this group has really just been, they've been fun to work with since last November. And, you know, we're 10 games into it, 12 weeks into the season right now, and hopefully we'll have a record, you know. We can fortify our record, but that's not going to come easy. We got a lot of challenges in front of us, but it's been just a fun team to be around and coach.
You can hear the game on KJAN beginning this morning at 9 o'clock with the kickoff at 11. The Cyclones, meanwhile, take on Kansas tonight, and Coach Paul Rhodes hope the seniors can taste victory in their final home game.
You're talking about some guys that have been a part of great things in this program over time, and. This will be a special game for them, and hopefully they'll lead the way, making it a productive week as we just lead up to that game.
Rhodes said senior day is always emotional.
So much work, 300-plus days a year that they're committed to these given Saturdays, these given moments, and it's their last one. Whether you can see it or not or been in the weight room to see it, we've got a phrase that we love in our program, give it up. And these guys have done that for the program. So, yeah, it'll be an emotional week, an emotional night, an emotional game, hopefully.
Iowa State is 1-9. The kickoff from Jack Trice Stadium in Ames is at 7 p.m. The St. Louis Cardinals have traded former World Series MVP David Freese to the L.A. Angels in a four-player deal. The Cardinals also sent reliever Fernando Salas to the Angels on Friday in exchange for outfielder Peter Burroughs and prospect Randall Grichuk. The 30-year-old Freese was the MVP of the 2011 NLCS and World Series, setting a major league record with 21 postseason RBIs. He injured his back chasing a foul ball into the stands during spring training and never hit his stride last season. He batted .262 with 9 homers and 60 RBIs, drop-offs from 2012 when he hit 20 homers with 79 RBIs and batted .293. The 26-year-old Burroughs is a career .251 hitter with speed, stealing 41 bases in 54 attempts. The 22-year-old Grichuk was an Angels first-round draft pick in 2009 and started AA Arkansas last season. Wide receiver Kyle Williams has been placed on the injured reserve by the Kansas City Chiefs with a torn knee ligament. Williams tweeted about the injury Friday morning just after the team announced it signed receiver Chad Hall to the 53-man roster and placed Williams on the IR. Williams played in 39 games with 9 starts and more than 3 NFL seasons with San Francisco and Kansas City. His only appearance for the Chiefs came in last week's loss to Denver. It's the second time he's been sidelined with a torn ACL. Hall has played in 22 games in just over 2 NFL seasons with the Chiefs and Eagles. He was claimed off waivers on September 1st from the 49ers and played in 7 games with Kansas City, making 1 catch for 9 yards. Hall also returns kicks. That is a check of sports here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.